USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Russo reporting. Historic damage so far this hurricane season in eastern Canada. Tim Houston, the premier of Nova Scotia, provided an update Sunday after Fiona caused widespread destruction and power outages across his province and surrounding areas. He says utility crews from as far away as Maine are crossing the border to provide assistance.
The cleanup effort will take time. It's going to take patience. Getting power back is the number one priority right now. We've had serious issues with the communications network, so just getting roads cleared, giving space to the crews to do what needs to be done, that's the most important thing right now. It will take time.
In the wake of President Vladimir Putin's threat to use all available means to protect what he considers to be Russian territory, the United States and other nations continue to warn the Kremlin about the consequences they will face if nukes are used as part of the conflict with Ukraine. On Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream, retired four-star Army General Jack Keane says he does not see the threat slowing down Ukrainian counteroffensives against Russia.
The Ukrainians, the people, as well as their military, are steadfast. They openly talk about the possibility of a nuclear weapon being targeted against them, and they are going to fight and continue to fight.
President Putin has announced a mobilization of 300,000 additional troops to join the fight, which has led to a mass exodus of people from Russia. An election in occupied regions of Ukraine is also underway now that would allow those sections to officially become part of Russia. We have an update for you on mask wearing.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Friday that masks are no longer required if you're in a hospital or nursing home unless those facilities are in a community seeing high levels of COVID transmission. It's one of the final sets of revisions in a sweeping effort to overhaul recommendations for the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
2 years after Oregon residents voted to decriminalize hard drugs and dedicate hundreds of millions of dollars to treatment, a few people have requested the services and the state has been slow to channel the funds. When voters passed the state's pioneering Drug Addiction Treatment and Recovery Act in 2020, the emphasis was on treatment as much as on decriminalizing possession of personal use amounts of heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, and other drugs. But Oregon still has among the highest addiction rates in the country. Fatal overdoses have increased almost 20% over the previous year, with over 1,000 dead. Over half of addiction treatment programs in the state lack capacity to meet demand because they don't have enough staffing and funding, according to testimony before lawmakers. Climate change is going to be taught in the school.
New Jersey public school students will be the first in the country required to learn about climate change while in the classroom. Starting this school year, the First Lady of New Jersey, Tammy Murphy.
I would say that the importance is that, you know, climate change is really becoming a reality. I think we all know that. You can look around the world.
Lessons will focus on how climate change has accelerated in recent decades and how it's impacted public health, human society, and contributed to natural disasters. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
For USA Radio News, I'm...
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save...
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.